In the legend of the curse of King Tut's tomb, it is claimed that death shall come on swift wings to him that toucheth the tomb of the pharaoh. The phrase, death shall come on swift wings, is one which has entered our culture. It is an idiom that death will be as swift as a bird. But this is not the first that birds are tied to death. In fact, many different bird species are considered omens of death the world over. There is, of course, the practical reason that there are many predatory and scavenging birds out there. They are drawn to death. But there is also a philosophical fear of the sky, of creatures that could emerge from a vast landscape we cannot truly enter and bring death with them. From a folklore perspective, we may link this to angels or demons. But if the tales come to us from living creatures, what may the skies be hiding from us? My name is Becca Ryswick, and you're listening to So Legend Says, a podcast where I share some of my favorite stories of the unexplained and unbelievable. Everything from cryptids and ghosts to aliens and ancient mythology are fair game here, so settle in as we look into something outside the realm of the ordinary. November is nearly over. With December upon us, Christmas, or whatever holiday you celebrate, is rapidly approaching. This past week, I celebrated Thanksgiving and my mother's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. It was a rather busy week, and in light of that, I have decided to cover two cryptids today. Both their stories are rather small, and they are actually vaguely related. First, we'll be looking at the Ahul of Java and Indonesia. Those who see it claim it resembles a large bat or flying primate. Second is the Kongomoto, found mainly in Zambia, the Congo, and Angola. While it has been compared to a large bat as well, it is more commonly described as pterosaur-like in appearance. The Ahul may be found in the deep jungles of Java, and perhaps across the rest of Indonesia as well. It is described as having a face of either a bat or a primate, most commonly a chimpanzee or gibbon. This likely translates to a high forehead, prominent ears, a rounded snout, and large eyes, since these seem to be the features most typically shared between both species. They are also said to have large red-skinned wings, similar to a bat's, with claws on the forearms. Bats don't really have claws, but they do have small thumb-like appendages that are likely where the claw on the Ahul would be found. Generally, the fur is described as gray, and the body is said to be roughly the size of a one-year-old child. The color scheme seems to be the reverse of a fox bat, of which the golden-crowned variety is the largest bat species accepted to exist, with a wingspan of 5 to 6 feet and weighing up to 2.6 pounds, according to the Bat Conservation International. In comparison, the Ahul is said to have a wingspan of anywhere from 18 to 28 feet. There is a proposed subspecies of the Ahul called the Ropin, found in New Guinea. This cousin is said to have a long snout, linking it more closely to bats than primates. So what do these oversized bats eat? They seem to mainly subsist off of local plants and animals, particularly large fish, snatching them from the water with the claws. Some stories do claim, however, that they have attacked humans when the opportunity for an easy meal is presented. The first documented sighting of the Ahul comes to us from Dr. Ernest Bartels in 1925. While exploring a waterfall, he heard the cry of a strange creature and observed a large bat or winged primate swooping over his head. He also claims to have heard the same cry one night 2 years later while laying in his bed. He said the cry seemed to come from directly over his hut, a familiar Ahoo! And now we move on to the Kongomoto. This flying beast can be found throughout sub-Saharan Africa. The name Kongomoto means overwhelmer of boats and can be found in a benediction from the Kaonde tribe of Zambia, which is meant to protect travelers from floods, which they believe the Kongomoto can create. It has other names in other regions, but this is the most commonly used one. It is described as a huge, flying, reddish-brown lizard with membranes on its wings. Most reports compare them to depictions of the pterodactyl with teeth in its beak. Nailing down a wingspan is complicated, since reports seem to range from 3.5 to 4 feet to 100 feet. but the most common and most accepted seems to be closer to the 4 feet. Though the Ropen is often linked to the Ahul, it seems to be closer in description to the Kongomoto, though cryptozoologist Ivan T. Sanderson has stated that they may all be different breeds, if you will, of an undiscovered bat. Like the Ahul, the Kongomoto is said to primarily eat fish, but there are multiple accounts of them attacking people, including capsizing boats. Most stories are of just attacks, not killing, with many people coming away with injuries that they attribute to the creature. In some tellings, they are even said to disturb graves to pick at the corpses. There are many reports of these creatures, though the first to really garner a large international audience was when newspapers in 1956 published a sighting. An engineer, J.P.F. Brown, claimed to see two creatures flying overhead while on a road near Lake Benguela in northern Rhodesia. He described them as having a wingspan of 3.5 feet and the muzzle of a dog with a long, narrow tail trailing behind them. The tail is not a common descriptor, though it does come up on occasion. Modern, as of the publishing of the book Cryptozoology A through Z in 1999, so things may have changed. Sightings are mainly concentrated in Namibia. The modern science insists that both of these creatures are fictional, or victims of misidentification. Locals and those who claim to have seen them insist that both the Ahul and the Kongomoto are real animals. Until such time as one is captured alive or remains are discovered, it is likely they will remain in the realm of cryptids. Much of my research on these critters is from Lauren Coleman and Jerome Clark's Cryptozoology A to Z. The website Cryptid Wiki was also a great launching point for additional information. They can both also be found in the series Destination Truth, starring Josh Gates. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider rating and reviewing it, as well as subscribing and sharing. If you prefer more verifiable stories, you can check out my other podcast, So That's What Happened, where I tell my favorite true stories from our shared history. If you'd like to directly help me, you can head over to patreon.com/sothatswhathappened or click the link in the show notes. If you have any topics you'd like to hear me cover, or questions or comments about this or past stories, you can send an email to solegendsaspodcast@gmail.com. You can also find me over on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as STWH Podcast. In 1925, Dr. Ernest Bartels, son of the noted ornithologist M.E.G. Bartels, who discovered many new bird species in Java, was exploring a waterfall on the slopes of the Salak Mountains when a giant unknown bat, the Ahul, flew over his head, named after its call, a long Ahul. Excerpt from Cryptozoology A through Z.